For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. Brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary right here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. So don't forget to tune in. Every single week, we're covering a wide variety of topics related to health and wellness. And, of course, this week is absolutely no exception. Got some exciting topics to talk about with you today. We're going to start the show off here in a few minutes by talking about inflammation and some really great strategies for dealing with inflammation. In fact, one of my favorite strategies for dealing with inflammation. And we're going to explain some of the concepts behind it, how it works, where to get it, how to use it, what it's good for, and all those good different topics. So it's going to be a really great show. Before we launch into that, just want to make a few basic announcements. Next week, my co-host Dana Lake will be here hosting another great show. If you want to listen to any of our previously recorded shows, you can download all of them for absolutely free in MP4 or MP3 formats by going to www.myvillagegreen.com. On the right-hand side of the homepage, you'll see a little radio microphone. If you click on that, it'll bring you to the archive show section. You can click on any of the shows, download them for absolutely free, listen to them as a podcast, however and whenever you would like. We also just added a new section on there. It's called Our Favorites. So basically, myself and Dana Lake and a few of the other staff members at Village Green went through all of the shows we've done over the last 3.5 years and picked out what our favorite shows were, the best interviews, the best guests, the best information, and we put them down there. Now, these are amazing ways to educate yourself about health and wellness topics. We cover everything from neurological conditions. I had Dr. Perlmutter on. We've had with Parkinson's disease. We've had issues related to hormone replacement therapy, thyroid health. You name it. We've had so many fantastic shows, psychiatrists on depression. Fantastic guests, fantastic shows. Excellent information, all available for you for absolutely free. So please, take advantage of that resource. I don't think too much else is going on to announce here right now, so I'd love to get started with the show. I have on the phone with me today a special guest. His name is Jay Bugay, and did I say that right, Jay?
It's actually pronounced Bugay.
Bugay. He holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Clinical Nutrition from the University of California, Davis. He currently is an educator with Garden of Life, a leader in whole food nutrition. Jay has worked in the natural products industry since 1997, holding positions in retail management, outside sales, and education. He has toured the country promoting the New York Times bestselling author Jordan Rubin's books, including Perfect Weight America and The Raw Truth. Jay has been a guest speaker on numerous health radio programs and conducted over 1,000 in-store trainings and consumer events. So, Jay, you're with Garden of Life, and recently Garden of Life bought the rights to distribute a product called Wobenzyme. Is that correct?
That's correct. We're actually we share the same parent company, so the word distribute is correct. We represent it, we distribute it, we educate on it, but it's still the same formula that's been around for 50 years, and it's still produced in Germany as it always has been.
Okay, so that's kind of an important point. I had recommended to a patient recently to go get some Wobenzyme, and they had been reading some reviews on the internet saying, get the old formula when it was still made in Germany, and there seemed to be a little bit of debate somewhere, as there always is controversy and theories on the internet, there's sometimes too much information about the product and any changes. So you're saying it's the same Wobenzyme product manufactured in Germany, the same formula that's been used for over 50 years. Is that correct?
Absolutely. The only minor change that was made, it wasn't made to any of the actives. It's still enteric coated, which is important to get those proteases actually absorbed into the bloodstream. There was one excipient. It's really a lubricant that helps with disintegration in the tablet with regard to manufacturing that isn't widely accepted in the natural products industry. It's called polyethylene glycol. So we removed that inactive ingredient, but other than that, the formula is identical.
Okay. So let's talk here for a second about what Wobenzyme is. I mean, there's a few, you know, proteolytic enzyme products on the market. That's definitely one of the leading ones. But can you maybe educate our listeners a little bit about, you know, people learn about enzymes. They learn about using enzymes as supplements. And we're going to talk a little bit about the differences between digestive enzymes and systemic and proteolytic enzymes and how to use them differently. Can you talk a little bit about using enzymes for a more systemic approach rather than digestive and a little bit about the concept behind it?
Absolutely. So, you know, the difference between digestive enzymes and systemic enzymes really is how you use them. Typically with a digestive enzyme, you're doing those enzymes with your meals, and you're doing it in an effort to break down what's in the gut, whereas systemic enzymes tend to be a lot heavier in terms of the potency on the proteolytic enzymes, the ones that actually break down protein, and they're designed to be taken away from food. They're actually supposed to be done an hour before you eat or 2 hours after you eat, and the goal is actually not to have those enzymes go into the gut and break down food. The goal is to get those enzymes into the bloodstream and into the tissues. And what systemic enzymes are able to do within our bodies is really remove a lot of debris, a lot of junk, a lot of shrapnel, a lot of things that we need to remove so we can heal. So what proteolytic enzymes are supplemented for in terms of systemic enzymes, they're used for inflammation.
Exactly, which is what I brought up today as the main topic of our show. Inflammation is the process by which the immune system responds usually to injury or any kind of insult. So inflammation definitely gets a bad rap. And I've talked about this. I've had Dr. Joseph Lamb, who's a fantastic medical doctor, and we had a whole conversation about inflammation in the past. And basically, it gets a bad rap because people hear about inflammation is what's associated with arthritis. Inflammation is what's in play with autoimmune disease. Inflammation is what's in play with heart disease. Inflammation is part of what's in play with the development of certain cancers. So inflammation is associated with a lot of really, really difficult and debilitating conditions. However, that type of inflammation is a process where the immune reaction has not been tempered, versus in a normal response, you get sick, you get an infection with a virus or a bacteria, your immune system has to respond to that virus or bacteria. And part of that response is inflammation, which is why you get swelling of your nasal sinuses, which is why you might get some pain, why you might get areas in your body that don't feel good. That's part of the immune system responding, and that is a healthy response. When that acute illness or that acute threat is over, the immune system should be able to calm down the inflammation so the symptoms go away. Now, the same thing happens with injury. You get an injury to a part of your body, you're supposed to have some swelling and you're supposed to have some discomfort because that inflammation is the process of the body bringing white blood cells and new nutrients to clean up, heal, and repair the damage that has been done. That inflammation, again, should end, and the immune system should move away, and the process should be over. Now, in a lot of people, inflammation can become chronic because of a bad ratio of omega-3 and omega-6, because of a bad diet, because the immune system or the nature of the injury keeps the immune system stuck in a bad pattern. But inflammation does lead to a lot of problems, and proteolytic enzymes, like we're going to talk about, or systemic enzymes, are one of the best ways to deal with chronic inflammation. Now, can you explain a little bit, Jay, how it works? I mean, what's the concept? Why do these enzymes, why are they important for cleaning up inflammation in the body?
Kevin, you made a really important distinction, the difference between the acute and the chronic inflammation. So, you know, as you mentioned, inflammation is a necessary and normal part of the healing process. Without inflammation, we would never heal. So I never refer to systemic enzymes or Wobenzyme as an anti-inflammatory. You know, we always talk about it being an inflammation balancer. We actually say that these enzymes can promote a healthy inflammatory response. So, you know, let's say your immune system, which is constantly trying to sort out what is self and what is non-self. You know, is this part of my body, or is this an invader? Is this a virus, a bacteria, a fungi, a mold? Your immune system is going to sort of mount a response and on that, you know, antigen, and you produce antibodies, and they hook up with the antigen, and they create a bunch of circulating immune complexes, and then, you know, there's some other immune cells that come out and bring white blood cells to the area of injury or infection. And you know, you want to be able to mount a response, but you don't necessarily want an over response, and you don't want that inflammation cascade, so to speak, to sort of self-perpetuate. So really what the proteolytic enzymes are able to do, the best way to describe what their role is inside of the body is they're like trash collectors. They're like little garbage trucks, little street sweepers that, you know, wherever the infection is, wherever the injury has occurred, and there's an inflammation response that is going on, these proteolytic enzymes get to that site, and they actually physically attach themselves to and help to remove and clear out and break down the things that are, if not triggering, perpetuating the inflammation. So these can be little bits and pieces, fragments of damaged cells that were damaged due to oxidative stress. They can be bits and pieces and fragments of proteins that were abnormally processed or glycosylated. They can be the circulating immune complexes themselves. They can be cytokines. And these things need to be removed via macrophages and via the liver for us to heal and for us to feel well. So whether it's an ankle that you sprained, or your sinuses because you're breathing in, you know, dust or pollen, this inflammation response can be balanced and can be tempered and can be supported in a healthy way with the use of proteolytic or systemic enzymes.
Exactly. And that is a great explanation of what happens. You have inflammation in your body, and these enzymes, basically, you know, these are enzymes that some of them, like if you look at the Wobenzym formula, there's 300 milligrams of pancreatin, 100 milligrams of papain, which is a type of enzyme that comes from papaya. There's 135 milligrams of bromelain, which comes from pineapple. Correct, right? Bromelain comes
That's
from
correct.
The pineapple.
70, from the stem, yeah.
From the stem, yep. 72 milligrams of trypsin, 3 milligrams of chemotrypsin, which are pancreatic enzymes. So we have these enzymes. Some occur from the plant world. Some occur actually from our bodies and our own pancreatic output. Now, the pancreas releases these enzymes during digestion to break down protein structures so that our intestines can then absorb them. It breaks things down. The gallbladder releases bile acids, which breaks down and emulsifies the fat. And the pancreas releases these pancreatic enzymes to help break down the proteins. When these proteins are broken down into smaller chunks, then they're able to move through the small intestine, move through the tiny little villi projections, which are these finger-like projections in our intestines that increase the surface area. And when they're small enough, they're able to be absorbed into the lacteals, which are the little tubules inside the villi, which then lead to the capillaries, which then bring these fats and these proteins to our liver to be processed and distributed throughout our body. So we need these enzymes in digestion to break things down. So that's why when you take a digestive enzyme, you take it with food to enhance your body's ability to break down food. And certain people as they age, or certain people with compromised digestive issues, may benefit from taking digestive enzymes to enhance that aspect of absorption. Now, as mentioned, Jay talked about you take proteolytic enzymes an hour before or 2 hours after meals. When you take them on an empty stomach, when there's no food to be broken down, these enzymes move into the small intestines and they get absorbed as well in their whole form, just as pancreatin, papain, bromelain, trypsin, in their natural forms, they don't get broken down. They get absorbed right into the bloodstream. When they move into the bloodstream, they travel around the body and they find their way to these areas of chronic inflammation. And when they find their ways to these areas, these enzymes start breaking down the inflammatory markers, the macrophages that haven't been moved out, the old leukocytes, the fragments of dead cells. They start to help the body break these things down. And that helps arrest the process of chronic inflammation, which is why they are so fantastic for so many different things. When we come back from the break, I'm going to give you guys some very specific indications, some great reasons that are backed up by very solid research when, how, and why to use these proteolytic enzymes to greatly benefit your health in general. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to come back and pick up this exciting conversation. So don't go anywhere.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new CogniSure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in CogniSure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. CogniSure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and CogniSure. Remember CogniSure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning with another great show related to health and wellness. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. covering a wide variety of topics, and always trying to educate you about health and wellness topics that are great for you to know for your health. Today we're talking, or started the show off with some aspects around inflammation, and we've been talking about proteolytic enzymes. In the last segment, we discussed how proteolytic enzymes work. In this segment, I want to talk about some of the conditions that they are known to support. And just want to let everybody know, if you're just tuning in and want to listen to the show in its entirety or any of our previously recorded shows, you can go to www.myvillagegreen.com, and on the right-hand side of the homepage, you can click on that and you'll find the archive show section. And we've recently added a sort of best of or staff favorite pick shows, which, you know, me and Dana Lake, my co-host, went through and the last 3 years of shows and picked out all of our favorite shows and put them there. And there's a huge wealth of free information for you if you're interested in learning more about your health and wellness. So I have on the phone with me today Jay Bugai. He holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Clinical Nutrition from the University of California, Davis. He's working as an educator with Garden of Life, who recently bought the rights to distribute Wobenzyme, which is one of the most well-respected and best-formulated proteolytic enzyme formula on the market. And in the last segment, he was helping us understand how these proteolytic enzymes work. We're going to talk a little bit about digestive enzymes coming up in a minute here, but it's good to differentiate the difference. Digestive enzymes are similar types of enzymes as proteolytic, but you take them with food to aid in your body's ability to break the food structures down to enhance the ability of the small intestine to absorb them. Proteolytic enzymes, as we discussed, you take away from meals an hour before or 2 hours after because you don't want them interacting with food. You want them absorbed intact through the gastrointestinal system to get into the bloodstream and go clean up pockets of inflammation. So when we talk about inflammation, you know, we're going to talk about some specific conditions where I think Wobenzyme has some really good applications. Now, there are many, many different claims and studies and preliminary research for a lot of different conditions with the use of Wobenzyme. In the show today, we're going to stick to some of the more well-known and well-proven ones so that you guys can get a really good start on getting a good experience with using proteolytic enzymes. So one of the first ones that I usually recommend proteolytic enzymes for in protocols are post-surgical protocols, because when you go in for surgery, any type of surgery, you're going to have trauma to the body. You know, you're going to have lacerations from scalpels. You're going to have surgeons moving organs around. You're going to have bruising. The part of healing, the healing that has to occur after surgery, is that inflammatory response. And it's that inflammatory response that contributes to healing, but it's what also contributes to pain and inflammation and bruising and some of the aspects that come along with surgery recovery, the more unpleasant aspects of it. Now, proteolytic enzymes, these are only things to be taken post-surgery. You don't ever want to do these things pre-surgery because they do potentially have the ability to decrease the blood clotting cascade. And you don't ever want to go into a surgery with a decreased ability to clot, because surgeons are going to be cutting capillaries and potentially small arteries and things that are in the tissue, and you need to be able to get a good clotting response. Post-surgery, during healing, you want things to be less likely to clot. You want the blood to keep moving, and you want the healing process to continue to happen. And of course, you know, if you're going in for surgery, you should talk to your surgeon about any supplements that you're planning on taking after surgery. But this is one that I have seen be extremely useful in reducing post-surgical bruising and post-surgical pain, reducing surgical healing time, and reducing the reliance on pain and other types of medications to deal with pain after surgery. And this is where some of the research really shines for proteolytic enzymes. A lot of it has been done specifically with bromelain. That's one of the main ingredients that's in the Wobenzyme formula. And there's a lot of really convincing research on bromelain use after surgery to reduce healing time, bruising, and pain. So it's a really useful strategy, and I've seen this over and over again in people that I've recommended this to. They do really well with their surgical recovery times. It's really quite amazing. And, you know, I've talked with, there was a study that was, small study that was done in-house at Georgetown University in the plastic surgery department, where they use bromelain. I was doing a lecture to a group of doctors, and I was talking about, it was a group of surgeons, and I was talking about some of the natural approaches you can use prior to surgery to get the body ready for the trauma associated with surgery, and some of the protocols used after surgery to speed healing time. And one of the things I had mentioned was proteolytic enzymes, and one of the surgeons raised his hands, and he's, you know, most of the docs in there hadn't heard about it, but he raised his hand and said, we did a small trial of this at our surgical center at Georgetown, and we were amazed, us surgeons were absolutely amazed how well the treatment group with bromelain did when we administered it post-surgery in regards to bruising and healing. So, I mean, this is a real effect that it can have on people, and is a wonderful thing to think about including if you're going in for an elective surgery. And just remember, it's going to happen after the surgery. You don't want to be taking this before the surgery. Now, the doses are going to vary. With Wobenzyme, the doses can be quite variable for different types of things. The recommended dose is usually going to be somewhere, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jay, you know, they recommend around 3 to 4 tablets about 3 times a day. Is that about correct?
Yeah, sometimes people have trouble dosing it 3 times a day if you're trying to be empty stomach each time. A lot of people say, I only have an empty stomach twice a day. But we'd like to see people, especially for joints and for pain and for inflammation, we'd like to see, based on the research, most people get 12 total a day. Whether you slice that up 4 3 times a day or 6 twice a day, it should be effective either way.
Yep. And when we say you take it away from food, again, that recommendation is usually an hour before a meal. I would say, you know, if you're in a bind, you could do it a half hour before a meal, and usually about 2 to 3 hours after a meal. So you can do it first thing when you wake up in the morning, wait a half hour, 45 minutes before you eat breakfast, maybe a couple hours after lunch, and then you can do it right before bed, a couple hours after dinner, and there's your 3 times a day dosing. And usually a protocol like this is pretty short-lived. So that is a wonderful recommendation for helping with surgical issues, and hopefully that will come in handy for some of you out there. Now, another really great application for the use of wobenzyme and proteolytic enzymes is going to be sports injuries. So for your everything from your, you know, teenage lacrosse player, wrestler, football player, soccer player, son or daughter, all the way to your middle-aged weekend warrior, cyclist, triathlete, you know, gym rat, basketball player, Wobenzyme and proteolytic enzymes can be wonderful for injuries because we're all prone to them. I'm an avid cyclist, and there are times when, you know, you tweak your knee, or, you know, you go down and you skin your leg, or you have some type of injury associated with workout and exercise. And instead of relying upon non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like Advils and Tylenols and Aleves and, you know, the ibuprofen, acetaminophen family, which work really well to arrest the inflammation process and used correctly can be wonderful tools for dealing with sports injury, we all know they have potential side effects. They can upset the stomach. They can have other effects on the immune function. So it's much, in my opinion, preferable to use something more naturally based. And the proteolytic enzymes play a very, very exciting role in sports injuries. And there are a lot of professional athletes out there who use Wobenzyme for their sports injuries because they don't like using the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and they get very good effects with it. Now, in this, Jay, you know, maybe you can talk a little bit about this. I'm hoping this is a sort of safe topic for you to be discussing.
Absolutely, and I think one of the things people do is that they wait until they're injured. So they wait until they have that tweak or that sprain or that pull, and then they head to, you know, their chiropractor or their physician or a store, and they pick up something that's, you know, an anti-inflammatory to help them feel better and maybe heal up a little faster. And Wobenzyme can definitely benefit people in that regard, but a lot of the studies that have been done on athletes have shown great, you know, preventative effects as far as protection. So, you know, the athletes, the karate fighters that supplement Wobenzyme versus the placebo group who does not, they actually get fewer injuries. And when they do get injured, the duration is usually shorter. The recovery time is usually improved. So pain aside, there's actually an increased capacity to heal and also to resist certain kinds of injuries.
Now, if somebody is dealing with a specific type of injury, do you guys recommend about the same type of dosing schedule, about 12 a day?
Yeah, 6 to 12 a day is the general joint range. So if you're dealing with a more serious immune system related issue, I've seen protocols and I've seen studies where the dosage goes up to 30 to 40 tablets a day, but those are usually done under the supervision of a physician based on other kinds of research for very specific issues. And sometimes that's tough to do for people from a cost perspective and just even from a practicality perspective, but they really work well. Do know though that these tablets that we're talking about, the Wobenzyme N formulation, they're pretty small tablets. They're very easy to swallow. They're like smaller than a Skittle. They're about the size of an M&M. So, you know, doing a handful, you know, 5-3 times a day or 6 twice a day, you're not doing 6 big horse pills.
It's right, exactly. And I think that is a good point. They are easy to swallow, and 3 or 4 of them go down really quickly. I mean, I always have a bottle of this stuff on hand. And proteolytic enzymes, I love using for all of my aches or pains or sports injuries or joint issues or any time when I'm, you know, feeling uncomfortable. It is the first thing I'll go to. And there have been times when I have had, you know, an injury or, you know, I'm prone to some neck issues and neck spasms. And there are times when I'll wake up and go into a neck spasm that I know would usually last several days. And if I dose the proteolytic enzymes quite high, sometimes I can really knock it out in 24 hours. And that is just a huge testament to how well they work. So it's just a really great natural strategy to have on hand. And why I like it so much is not a lot of other natural products or things from the natural pharmacy work as well as this for like acute pain or acute injury type issues. The stuff from the natural pharmacy and the things we have, herbal, I mean, they are so phenomenal at supporting the body's process of healing and supporting people to get to a better state of health. But oftentimes when people come in a lot of discomfort and in a lot of pain, it can be difficult to get them relief quickly with natural products. Sometimes herbs take a while to alter the inflammatory response or alter the pain mediation response in a body. But something like proteolytic enzymes can have such a quick effect. It can work almost as well or sometimes better than using the available over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like the acetaminophen and ibuprofen, but they are going to work naturally. They're going to be working with your body's natural processes for arresting inflammation. Therefore, they don't come with side effects. If you look at the safety profile for proteolytic enzymes, there are no known side effects associated with them. Is that correct, Jay?
Yeah, the only potential side effect, anytime you're putting a large dose of something in your gut that your gut's not used to seeing, sometimes if you do too many pills, there might be mild GI disturbance, whether
right.
it's just nausea or diarrhea, but it's pretty rare, and it's usually only at the higher dosages. So we usually encourage people to start off, take two or three tablets, at a time, your first, day or two, and, kind of gauge or assess your tolerance. And then the only other really thing to look out for is, like you said, especially before surgery, there is a blood thinning effect, and you don't want to do that before surgery. And if you're doing other blood thinners, prescription medications, if you're on anticoagulants, that's something you're going to want to, discuss with your physician, because there could be some interaction sort of between the two.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything, fish oil, CoQ10, vitamin E, proteolytic enzymes, ginkgo biloba, turmeric, green tea extracts. I could go on and on and on about all the things that potentially have blood thinning effects. And if you're on a blood thinner, particularly the ones that are difficult to regulate, like Coumadin or Warfarin, the ones that have a very narrow therapeutic window, you need to be really careful about starting any kind of supplement, even sometimes dietary changes that may affect the efficacy of that drug. And Wobenzyme and proteolytic enzymes in general definitely fall into that class. Other blood thinners, Plavix and other new blood thinners on the market, even over-the-counter aspirins that people are on, you really want to discuss it with your doctor or work with a qualified healthcare practitioner before you start using things in high amounts. So definitely a good word of warning there. For most people who aren't on these types of things, though, you can really use these products safely, the proteolytic enzymes, and have wonderful effects. For people who are very athletic, like I said, the weekend warriors, you're going out to do a triathlon, you're doing training, you're a cyclist, you're a runner, you don't have time to do it during the week, you're going to get out on Saturday and Sunday and get around for some runs or get out for some exercise, you can start taking some proteolytic enzymes the day before you start going and the days that you do your workout. It's going to equal less inflammation, quicker recovery time, and beating your body up less. So these are great, great strategies for helping to live a healthier, pain-free sort of existence. When we come back from the break, I think we're going to be switching into some of the topics around digestive enzymes and some of the reasons why might somebody want to take it, some of the benefits, and we're going to be talking about some of the different formulations of digestive enzymes and what to be looking for when getting into a good product. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget to tune in next week when my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning. Don't forget we're brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, a local health and wellness pharmacy that's been conducting business in the area for over 40 years, offering the community an expert resource, on all of your health and wellness needs. We have a full-service pharmacy that can fill any of your prescriptions. We also have a compounding pharmacy that makes custom prescription and nutritional formulas for people. We have over 10,000 different health and wellness products, everything from vitamins, supplements, herbs, skincare products, suntan lotion, body soaps, cosmetics, you name it, we have it if it's related to natural health and wellness. We have a staff of herbalists, certified nutrition counselors, myself, naturopathic doctor. We have so many great people on staff. It is a wonderful, wonderful place to go for your health and wellness questions. If you're listening to the show, you've probably already been there, but if you haven't, I encourage you to stop in and visit. Today we've been talking in the whole first segment of the show about inflammation and the role that proteolytic enzymes have in arresting inflammation. And again, just to reiterate, it's one of my favorite products in the natural medicine field for dealing with acute inflammatory responses. For dealing with the, as we talked about in the last segment, acute inflammatory responses associated post-surgically, they have a wonderful role in that. The acute inflammatory response associated with injury, sports injury like we just talked about, or even if it's just injury like, you were walking down the stairs and you tripped and twisted your ankle, or you were driving down the street and got in a fender bender and got rear-ended and are having some neck pain. That is all related to inflammation, acute inflammation associated with injury, and proteolytic enzymes play a beautiful role in helping the body to clean up that chronic inflammation and get people out of pain and to a healthier state of balance. There's one other role before we move on to digestive enzymes that I think is pretty exciting with proteolytic enzymes, and this is the role they have in some immune disorders, particularly autoimmune. I'm not actually a full expert in how it works, but there is some pretty convincing research in how proteolytic enzymes help to modulate the immune system in certain types of autoimmune type conditions. So if you're interested in that, there's some great research. You can come into the store and talk to me in more detail and read about proteolytic enzymes more on the website, on the internet. There are some really good resources out there that have good information on proteolytic enzymes that you can go ahead and read about. But now I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about digestive enzymes, because here we are talking about enzymes and sometimes they overlap. You are going to find an enzyme for a digestive enzyme formula that has bromelain and papain and amylase. These are the same exact enzymes that we were just talking about for proteolytic enzymes. So they're the same things, but we're taking them at different times and for different reasons. So, Jay, I think you have a lot of great educational information to talk about when it comes to digestive enzymes. So I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce the topic and introduce some background around digestive enzymes.
Absolutely. So with digestive enzymes, you're typically going to see a much greater variety, a much broader array of enzymes in the formula than you do with systemic or whole body inflammation formulas. The ones we were talking about earlier, like Wobenzyme, have very high activities of the proteases. And so what enzymes are is they're technically not alive. They're not living, but they're produced by living things and they're necessary for life to occur. And they're technically proteins. And it's the structure of those little proteins that determine their function. And what they do is they regulate the rates of various chemical reactions. So in terms of digestion, what they're doing is they're lowering the activation energy that it takes for us to basically break a bond. So you'll notice that enzymes always end in the suffix ase. So you see protease, and that means that it breaks down protein. You'll see lipase, and that means that it breaks down lipid or fat. You'll see lactase, which means that enzyme is breaking down lactose, which is milk sugar. You'll see amylase, which means that enzyme is breaking down starch into individual little glucose units. And what these enzymes are doing is they're helping us break very complex structures, very large molecules, down to smaller molecules that we can then absorb into the bloodstream. So these enzyme formulas, like raw enzymes from Garden of Life, they're really broad spectrum, and the first thing you'll learn about enzymes, if you open a book about enzymes or read a piece of literature, they'll say enzymes are like locks and keys, just like each key only opens one specific door lock or starts one specific vehicle. Each enzyme breaks down one specific, what is called substrate, one specific component of food. So you don't have one umbrella enzyme that breaks down all different types of fiber. That's called fibrase. You've got pectinase that breaks down pectin and cellulase that breaks down cellulose. So, you know, there's a lot to talk about with enzymes, but in terms of, you know, who needs them or who will benefit from them, you know, if you're, you know, eating a lot of processed food or fast food, which, you know, obviously you should make an effort to eat more whole food and real food and wholesome food. But if you're eating things that are difficult to digest, things that you have intolerances to, whether you're getting gas or you're having bloat or you're having some sort of issue digesting, digestive enzymes can definitely help. And what you want to look for, I mean, like really one of the first key things is how broad spectrum the formulation is. So, you know, you got to turn that enzyme bottle around and count the number of enzymes that are present in the formula. Is there 8 different ones? Is there 10? Is there 12? The broader spectrum the formula is, the more that you put in your gut is going to be able to be broken down. Because we put a lot of different stuff in our guts. We put plant food, and we put animal food, and we put cooked food, and we put raw food. And remember, each enzyme breaks down one specific thing. So with that in mind, when Garden of Life formulated their enzyme products, like raw enzymes and Omegazyme Ultra, we wanted to include as many different enzymes as we could with good potencies as well.
Well, that's a great point. You know, I think it is really important, and for people with certain issues, taking digestive enzymes can be really, really helpful in improving the health of their GI system. People with compromised digestion in certain conditions, things like IBS, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, there can be a lot of difficulty and inflammation going on in the gut, and helping your body break the food down before it enters into the system can enhance absorption and digestion. Particularly, we also know that as we get older, our production of digestive enzymes decreases. So it's important for people who are maybe noticing that they're having some digestive discomfort. It's maybe starting as they're getting a little bit older. They say particularly after the age of 55 or 60, the digestive enzyme secretions start to decline a little bit. Using digestive enzymes can be a really, really great way to help you get more out of your food. Now, in the ideal world, most people are going to be producing the amount of enzymes that they need on their own. So, Jay, maybe you can talk about, you know, some specific situations and elaborate a little bit about conditions or what types of people might really benefit from using digestive enzymes.
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the first and foremost things is we currently, versus how we probably ate 100 or 1,000 years ago, you know, we currently eat a lot more processed food. And when you're processing food, when you're, you know, pasteurizing things and irradiating things and exposing things to temperature and chemicals, you're actually denaturing or breaking down a lot of the enzymes that would naturally occur in food. So if you were to, you know, drink raw milk, or if you were to eat a raw piece of fruit as opposed to something, you know, that's in a can or that's pasteurized, a lot of times those foods will come equipped with the enzymes that are needed, you know, to break them down. My favorite brand of raw milk actually has a piece of literature, and it says, you know, there's no such thing as lactose intolerance, just pasteurization intolerance. So, you know, in terms of processed foods, you know, which a lot of people with their busy lifestyles are eating a lot of things out of packages for convenience on the go, you know, those things can be difficult to digest. And like you mentioned, we do have a system called our pancreas that can produce enzymes, and they get stored in the gallbladder and they get dumped into our small intestine when they see things that need to be broken down. But I believe that we're putting a lot of stress on this system. I believe that, you know, if you look at how our pancreas has evolved over just the last 100 years in terms of its size, we're sort of overworking it. So in terms of eating enzyme-rich, easy-to-digest food and or supplementing digestive enzymes, in addition to minimizing intolerances, minimizing the gas and the bloating, in addition to helping your body liberate as much, you know, nutrition from the food that you possibly can. Like, I'll give you an example. If you eat raw greens, which are wonderfully healthy, there might be some phytic acid in there that may hinder mineral absorption if you don't break it down. So having the enzymes either in the food or by supplementing them, you're going to have food that's easier to digest, easier to absorb, but at the same time, you're actually sort of sparing your body's own enzyme production. There are experts like Dr. Howell, who they call the father of modern enzymes. He actually founded National Enzyme Company in the 1930s, and he was a medical doctor. And he, you know, had an enzyme bank account theory that, you know, when your enzymes are tapped, you know, you die. And when you eat processed food that's devoid of enzymes, you're sort of tapping into this enzyme bank account. So these enzymes, like we were discussing earlier, that our body has the ability to produce, have other metabolic roles and purposes, and it was really merely designed to be sort of a backup system. So, yeah, we can produce digestive enzymes, but when we eat easy-to-digest food, food that's raw, food that's cultured or fermented, that's rich in enzymes and easy to digest, we don't have to produce excess digestive enzymes, and we can use the enzymes that we do produce for other metabolic fates.
Can you guys buy raw milk in California?
Yes, I can walk right down to my neighborhood grocery store, which I wouldn't even classify as a health food store, and I can buy a product from Organic Pastures Dairy down in Fresno, and it's organic, it's raw, it's grass-fed, delicious, and
wow.
It's
illegal for retailers to sell raw milk in Maryland and in this area. So,
yeah,
gotta love California. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be picking up the conversation around digestive enzymes. There are a couple other interesting applications and other reasons why somebody might consider using digestive enzymes. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilardi from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D 1000 and D 5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week with another great show related to health and wellness. If you're just tuning in or want to listen to the show in its entirety, please go to www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, you can click on the archive show section and download all of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. Today, we've been talking about enzymes mostly. We had lots of topics to talk about lined up for today, but we haven't been able to get past enzymes. The whole first half of the show, we talked about proteolytic enzymes. And in this segment of the show, we're talking about digestive enzymes. In the last segment, Jay, who has a Bachelor's of Science in Clinical Nutrition from the University of California, Davis, and is currently working with the Garden of Life supplement manufacturer, was explaining to us about digestive enzymes, some of the different roles they play and what they do. Now, Jay, on the break, you and I were talking a little bit. I was reviewing some of the Garden of Life formulas, and what interested me about some of these formulas is they have like an enzyme formula for women and an enzyme formula for men, and they have an enzyme formula for people over 50 years old and under 50 years old. And you don't see a lot of enzyme formulas that are tailored gender-specific or age-specific. And you were explaining to me the reasons why they're tailored like that, and I think it makes a lot of sense and explains some interesting things about digestive enzymes in general. So maybe you can elaborate on that a little bit.
Absolutely. So if you look at the formulations, we've got the men's, the women's, and then the version for men over 50 and women over 50. We say 50 and wiser. They all have 22 different enzymes present, no matter how you slice it. It's sort of analogous to if you look at, you know, herbs aside, which we currently make a men's multi called Vitamin Code and a women's multivitamin called Vitamin Code, and there are no herbs there. They all contain basically A through zinc, and what really differs the men's formula from the women are, you know, 10 to 15% differences in key micronutrients. Like, men might need more zinc, and women might need more folate, more or less iron, depending on if they're menstruating or not. The enzymes are kind of like that. If you look at what the average man or the average woman consumes, like men, it's probably because we weigh more on the average, we have more lean body mass, and when we sit down, it's maybe not a conscious decision, but we tend to, maybe it's to maintain that body mass or that muscle mass, we tend to consume about 10% more protein in our diets than a typical woman or female would do, and we tend to consume food or seek out food that's really rich in energy, and lipid or fat has 9 calories per gram as opposed to 4 with protein and carbohydrates, so we tend to get a little bit more fat in our diets as well. So you look at the men's formulas versus the women, and they're actually a little bit higher in the lipid and the protein digesting enzymes, so those would be lipase and protease. The women's formulas, they definitely have lipase and they have protease. They're going to help a woman break down protein and fat, but they're a little bit higher and more tailored to digesting, let's say, plant food. So with a plant food, typically you're going to find starch, you're going to find fiber, you're going to find sometimes disaccharides, and we know that a lot of women have disaccharide intolerances, or they have, you know, irritable bowel issues where disaccharides can be tough to break down.
Can you just clarify to everybody what a disaccharide means?
Yeah, disaccharide is actually 2 sugar units linked together. So lactose would be a disaccharide, maltose would be a disaccharide, sucrose or table sugar would be a disaccharide, and sometimes those can be difficult to break down, and we believe they're major contributors to some of the symptoms in terms of gas and bloating that individuals with IBS sometimes complain of. So the women's formulas are a little bit more geared towards breaking down carbohydrates.
So they have enzymes in them that can help break that lactose sugar down into the 2 simple sugars, correct?
Yes, and the key to, and really the major benefit there is if you're not able to break something down enzymatically, let's say the food didn't have that enzyme because it was pasteurized, let's say your pancreas isn't producing that enzyme, let's say you don't have very many good bacteria in your colon or in your small intestine,
or let's say you don't take time to sit down and really chew your food appropriately.
Yeah, you don't fletcherize it, you don't chew it 43 times exactly each bite. Yeah, there's a lot of contributing factors to why people can't break things down enzymatically. If you don't chew, you're not exposing the food to that surface area where enzymes work. So what happens is your microbes in your gut sort of serve as a backup system. So they'll break things down for you, but they're going to produce a lot of gas and bloating as a side effect. So having the enzymes there to break those down is important. And you mentioned this earlier, and I'll elaborate. our versions for men who are over 50 and our versions for women who are over 50 have an even higher level of protease, which helps you break down protein. So as you age, protein becomes almost more important in the sense that to keep your bones healthy and strong, to keep your immune system strong, protein's really important. But as you age, protease production begins to decline. Also, hydrochloric acid production in the stomach declines, which is essential for helping you digest certain types of protein. And for that reason, sometimes people shy away from protein, and sometimes for other reasons. Sometimes people can't chew very well. Sometimes protein's expensive. And what we don't want to see people do is decrease their protein intake as they age. You know, protein's so important for all of those things that I mentioned. So what we did is we, in these formulas, we upped the proteases that we knew could really help in a person over 50 facilitate protein digestion in the small intestine, where the pH range tends to be a little bit more alkaline. We actually included the specific proteases in higher amounts that work in that environment. So they're even better at helping with the absorption and assimilation of protein-containing foods.
Yeah, protein deficiency is really common, especially in elderly people. You know, you see it all the time, which is why they oftentimes have trouble with wound healing, you know, after surgeries or after injuries, and giving them really easily absorbable forms of protein, like protein powders or whey protein or any type of protein formula that has a really good amino acid, free amino acid blend that's highly absorbable, really helps with that. And of course, using digestive enzymes as you get older to continue to keep those protein in breakdown and absorption high will help reduce your risk of ever running into that, help your body keep its lean muscle mass, you know, help keep your immune system functioning well, and all of those things. And I mean, just to go back a little bit, you know, I think it's important to talk about this aspect of gut microflora, because one of the other major reasons why I recommend digestive enzymes for people is if they're trying to deal with some sort of gut microbial imbalance. Maybe they have IBS, which the more we learn about it, we are learning that there is a lot of GI microflora imbalance. People who are trying to get rid of a chronic GI infection, maybe they've been diagnosed by a standard doctor or an alternative doctor with a candida overgrowth or some other type of bacterial imbalance in their GI system, one of the most important things you have to ensure is that the food is getting broken down properly and getting broken down enough. Because if the food isn't getting broken down properly, basically the good bacteria that live in our GI system are designed to eat food once it's been broken down to a certain point. If it's not broken down to that point, they can't really metabolize or utilize it. So it becomes a food source for the bacteria or organisms like yeast that should not be living there. So the organisms that should not be living there, or the non-beneficial ones, start to thrive if the food isn't being broken down properly. As those organisms start to thrive, the good bacteria lose their foothold on the GI tract, and all of a sudden you have this microbial shift going on in the GI tract, and you end up with what's called dysbiosis, or a situation where the bacteria in your gut are not in balance. Now, this is a big deal. People don't realize that you have more bacteria living in your gut than you have cells in your body. It can account for anywhere from 5 to 7 pounds of your body weight just in bacteria that live in your GI system, and it is incredibly important for those bacteria to be in good balance. People also don't realize that 60 to 70% of your immune system is located in the lymphatic tissue located in your gut. And these bacteria that live in your gut play an important role in keeping that immune system balanced. So keeping a good microbial balance in your GI system is critically important to overall health. And making sure that you're breaking food down properly so that the good bacteria are getting the fuel sources that they need is very important in this process, and digestive enzymes play a very critical role in doing that. So I just wanted to make that point. Jay, we are out of time. So Jay Bugai, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today and contributing all of your expert information to our conversation.
Thanks for having me on, Dr. Passero.
Thank you. All right, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, we're back next week from 10 to 11 a.m. on Sunday, so tune in. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 a.m., wishing you all the best of health. Bye-bye for now.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.